or a ghost story.
Yes, just 9 days till Halloween.
Does that mean only 9 more stories or less than that because of the weekend?
That's true.
I don't like that at all.
Well, you could have a special podcast and continue the thing all year long.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, all of the stories we've done so far live online at mixfm.com. You can go back and listen to any of them at any time.
And are you a believer?
Kind of getting there.
I think you're breaking them down.
I'm kind of getting there because every day we're hearing stories of spirits and unexplained happenings. Today's story was sent to us via email. Almost all of them have happened right here in Tucson, by the way. I think we've only had a couple that weren't.
That's cool.
At gregandmare@mixfm.com, listener Jeanette describes a haunted mansion downtown on Maine. It's a very old building from the 1800s that now functions as a preschool.
Ooh.
Jeanette worked in the school and says the old house is full of creepy features like a massive fireplace with a big wooden mantle that runs the length of it.
Oh, yeah.
Tall, heavy wooden doors and something we don't often see here in Tucson, a cold, dark basement.
Ooh.
As the first one to arrive at the school to open it up each day, Jeanette was in charge of unlocking and going through and turning on lights and that sort of thing. She often got the sense that she was not alone and on at least one occasion heard the heavy big doors slam shut behind her, saw toys slide across the floor by themselves.
Oh my gosh.
Other times she heard footsteps in the hallway and muffled voices in conversation. She'd walk into the room and no one was there.
Mm-hmm.
Jeanette says the school's copy machine would often switch itself on and randomly make copies of nothing.
Sounds like my printer, actually.
But perhaps strangest of all was the child who lived in the building behind an old locked door. The school staff thought it once led downstairs to the basement, but none of them dared open this door. But current students would talk about the little boy that lived under the stairs and how he would sometimes be sad or angry. But he liked playing with them. Other staffers saw the little boy too. They described him as being between 3 and 5 years old and described him being dressed in late 1800s period clothing. Some of the teachers also reported seeing a woman in Victorian era dress patting children on the head in the schoolyard, or sitting in the rocking chair in the nursery.
That's good stuff.
Staffers also described watching children gesturing to and talking with people who weren't there.